under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just go wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey everybody, welcome into Friday, October 27th, 2023 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. All systems have been pre-checked, tested, road trip ready. We are going to have a great show for you today on this Friday. History lesson in the second hour with Pastor Chatfield. Couple of interviews that you're going to want to hear today. Going to repeat all weekend long and Monday morning starting at 6 o'clock. So want to get you ready for this show, get you checked in, pre-tripped and ready to roll. We are excited. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. First of all, I want to thank Dr. Gary Willie, who adjusted me last night. I greatly appreciate him. Was over in the Onaway area, had a couple meetings yesterday, very productive. Took off and swung over to Sheboygan area, got to see Dr. Gary, and he fixed me. I had a rib that had apparently dislocated a little bit, had popped out of the rib socket, and I was having problems breathing. I could not take a deep breath. It felt like pleurisy. And man, went and seen Dr. Gary with his healing hands, and he massaged my rib cage. I thought it was a chiropractic adjustment that I needed from the back, but it was actually from the front. I sat on his table, and he massaged, and all of a sudden, boom, it popped back into place, and I could breathe again. He also adjusted my neck, the most deep tissue chiropractic adjustment of my neck I have ever had in my life. And he didn't do that quick, normal chiropractic kind of jerk of your neck. He used this electric, it was really interesting, mechanical neuro trigger gun. He felt my neck, he felt the vertebrae that were pinched with his thumb, and then he took this mechanical nerve gun and put it up against my neck and pulled the trigger repeatedly. Then he would massage and feel my vertebrae, if there was any movement going on in there with his thumb. It was getting a little looser. He went back with that trigger gun, pop, pop, pop. All of a sudden, I could turn my head completely. 9 o'clock to 3 o'clock, no problem, no clicking, no getting caught up in there. It felt great. So, Dr. Gary, absolutely appreciate you. Office, a few hours a week in Sheboygan, a few hours in Onaway. Greatly appreciate him taking care of me last night. also gave me some supplements as well, and I greatly appreciate that. The one thing that I want to talk about in the show today is, again, this lame duck session we're in. Well, I talked about this green energy package. We talked about it yesterday. A lot of people are going to be attending the Planning Commission meeting, Belknap Township Hall, 7:30 on November 9th, to speak out against a special use permit for solar farms, a special use permit for Detroit Edison. Well, you won't believe what the Democrats did in the Senate yesterday in 16 minutes. We'll get to that. We got a lot of other things to talk about today. We're excited. I'm Chuck and Randy. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659.
Be a smart consumer this year. It's time for a new set of all-season tires. Or get a complete set of snow ice tires and winter wheels custom-sized to your vehicle. Bolt them on and store your summer tires and factory wheels for the winter. Stop by Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell Street in Petoskey and order yours today. Don't wait till everybody needs them. Stop into Royal Tire in Petoskey today and beat everyone else. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation, or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week for breakfast, lunch, and dinner from 9 a.m. to 11 p.m. Order online for takeout at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against Whipper, Nestle, and the Health Department by subscribing to our podcast at murphyslawdcast.com.
It's fall in Tuscarora Township and Indian River. A beautiful symphony of nature's dazzling colors of ambers, reds, and yellows. Golden Burt Lake sunsets and the crisp, clean air of northern Michigan. Enjoy our beautiful trails and byways. Fish and boat our clean waters. And meet the friendly people in our community.
Township Supervisor Bob Kramer, we love this place, and you will too. That's why I paid for this message.
Everybody, welcome back to Into the Show, second segment, hour number one on this Friday. Appreciate you guys being along with us today. Again, the text line is open, 231-360-5140. I'm going to talk about Lansing. I'm going to talk about this lame duck session that they are operating in right now. as if basically this next 2 weeks is the last opportunity they have to pass any bills for probably the next 6 months. Why do I say that? Because a week from this Tuesday, November 7th, the two state representatives, Democrats, will win the mayor races in Warren and Westland. And right now it's 56 Democrats to 54 Republicans in the House. After they win their mayor races, well, guess what? They're going to be gridlocked in the House. It'll be 54 to 54. And as a result, because they don't have a tiebreaker rule, if you will, a motive operandi to break a tie, they're going to shut the House down. Lansing, the House, is going to be shut down. There will not be any legislative sessions. They are going to end this legislative session for this year and probably won't even get back to work until after the special election replacing the two Democrats. That's how partisan Lansing has become. The Senate Energy Committee reconvened for 16 minutes. 27 pages of bills to give us clean energy, green energy by 2040 was rolled out because it had been negotiated behind closed doors, not in an open meeting of a committee, not taking testimony from witnesses, not giving the state senators an opportunity to ask questions. The bills went from 27 pages to 57 pages, 16 minutes of processing in the committee, and it was voted out of the committee, a total of four bills. Passed the House, Senate committee, and went to the floor, now heads to the House. Electric companies will need to run 100% of the power generated to the electric grid in Michigan on clean energy by the year 2040. 17 years from right now, the state of Michigan will have green, clean energy 100% producing its electricity for the electric grid. After the 16-minute committee meeting, it went to the floor of the state Senate. There was no layover. There was no notifications. They rammed the first, second, and third reading of the bills, the four bills, and took a vote. Last night, on a party line vote, 20 to 18, 20 Democrats to 18 Republicans, all four of the bills passed. Even with numerous Republican amendments that Republican senators put up, they were all rejected. Besides setting the deadline of 2040 for 100% clean energy, Senate Bill 271, Senator Erica Geese, Democrat of Taylor, requires electric companies regulated by the Michigan Public Service Commission. Again, this is a non-elected board appointed by the governor of the state, will require out of that 100%, a mandated 50% must be generated with renewable energy. Wind, solar, and geothermal power, as well as any remaining hydropower dams we may have. This must be accomplished by 2034. 6 years earlier. So basically 11 years from right now, half of our energy must come from wind, solar, and geothermal. The next year, 2035, renewable energy must make up 60% of all utility companies' energy sources. Ultimately reaching 100% clean energy portfolio by 2040. They did expand it a little bit to allow for new and existing gas plants, natural gas, if they use clean carbon capture that has storage capacity and nuclear biomass, as well as other clean energy potentials, making up at least 90% of their electric production. Senator said, all the scientific evidence shows that we must do something now, that we must embark on these changes now, and these bills present us that opportunity. This legislation marks the beginning of taking bold action to address this urgent climate crisis, one that is a clear and present danger. And our failure to tackle it meaningfully is not an option, cannot be an option. This isn't just about the business community or about utilities. This is about our planet that we live on together. Quote, end quote. Do you believe this, folks? I cannot, for the life of me, believe that these people buy into this garbage. As I was driving around beautiful northern Michigan yesterday, even in the rain, some parts of fog, looking at the beautiful, absolutely gorgeous colors that we have out there. The yellows, the reds, the oranges, it's just the green pines mixed in. Northern Michigan is the most beautiful place on the planet. I'm sorry. I absolutely love Northern Michigan. Well, some of the Republicans attempted to tie bar legislation. Senator Joseph Bellino Jr., Republican from Monroe, attempted to tie bar Senate Bill 271 with his own legislation, Senate Bill 10, something that he had introduced early on this legislative year. What it does is preempts local governments from implementing bans or penalties against natural gas use, even with clean carbon capture and storage. Even if they do that at an extra cost expense, so that this could be part of the package for producing electricity, his amendment was shut down. Senator John DeMoose, you know, the Democrats' favorite Republican state senator, who had the privilege of escorting the first family into the State of the State address back in January as a freshman senator, offered up an amendment. His amendment called for the legislation's clean energy goals to be suspended if energy rates, those electric bills that you and I have to pay, every business in the state of Michigan will be obligated to pay, manufacturing plants will have to pay. These clean energy goals would be suspended if our bills exceeded the rate of inflation. His point was that the legislation makes a lot of, quote, lofty promises. But the only thing Michigan residents can be sure of is that these bills will deliver higher electric bills, end quote, said Senator John DeMoose on the Senate floor. So very commonsensically, he wanted it tied to inflation. If our electric bills start to go up faster than the rate of inflation on all other goods, products, and services, then the enforcement of these mandates would stop. If they were at 52% clean, green energy, renewable energy, windmills, solar panels, geothermal, hydropower, biomass, nuclear, whatever it is, if our electric bills went up more than the rate of inflation, then they would stop. They wouldn't have to continue to increase these numbers. Guess what? John DeMoose's amendment failed. Partisan lines, 20 Democrats against it, 18 Republicans for it. What does that prove to us? The Democrats in Lansing do not care about we the people. They don't care about businesses. They don't care about organizations. They don't care about your house. They don't care about your factory. They don't care about anything other than their woke energy agenda. And if your electric bill goes up more than the rate of inflation, which is basically the cost of everything you consume, if electricity goes higher, that's okay. You need to pay more. You see, by you paying more, you'll be forced to not consume as much. So if you're heating your home with an electric well connect unit, well, you'll turn the thermostat down. Instead of keeping your house at 70 degrees in the wintertime, which is what you like, or 68, you'll have to turn it down to 65 or 64. Put on a sweater. If you've got old technology, like an old tubed TV, an old Sony that you spent a lot of money on back in the day, well, you need to throw it away, take it to the dump, and get an LED LCD, whatever type of liquid crystal display TV that uses less electricity. Replace all your light bulbs. Get a newer energy efficient refrigerator. Dave Agema texting in. Other text messages coming. Unfortunately, we have a bottom of the hour news break. Word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.